Hello and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. And if you're new here, the Daily Dits is kind of like your daily Forces news snack. We give you the news on what is happening around the Forces world, what personnel are up to. And today's guest is exciting because it's the OG, if I do say so myself. We enjoyed him that much the first time we've invited him back because Jacob Dyer was on our very first episode of the Daily Dits when he was here chatting about HMS Stirling. Well, we've invited him back because he's been busy once again, and on the pod, let me introduce the OG, Jacob Dyer from BFBS Gibraltar. Hello.
Hello. Oh, this is quite an honour. Am I the first person to have been on twice, or has someone beaten me to it?
I think you might be the first person to have been on twice.
Oh, I will take that. Oh, what a real compliment. And thank you for having me back.
Oh, honestly, it is our pleasure. You were great. And we thought, well, you've been busy again, so we thought we would bring you back. You've been in Gibraltar now for a few weeks. How's it been since we last caught up with you?
Again, I'm still feeling like I'm on holiday every single day, which is great. But also, because I've been here 6 weeks now and I've still got five left.
So what have you been up to recently then, Jacob?
Well, this time of year, we've had a lot of sport teams visit the Rock of Gibraltar. I know we had a football team here recently, but I also caught up with the Royal Navy Aquatics team. They were out here for a week doing aquatics, obviously, but also other things like going up the rock, kind of different team building exercises, barbecues, which sounded great. So they were here training ahead of inter-services, which is coming up very soon, where the Royal Navy will be taking on the RAF and the Army. So very exciting, and I know it was a very busy week for them as well.
So when you say aquatics, what sports are classed as aquatics?
Basically anything in water is what I gathered. It's different types of swimming, so not just swimming in the pool, it's open water swimming as well, synchronized swimming. I didn't see them practicing any of that, but I imagine that is quite difficult, doing synchronized swimming, but also things like water polo and diving as well, so lots of different things.
So what brought them to Gibraltar to practice? Like, what's so attractive about the rock?
Well, a variety of things, actually. We've got lots of water. We're right by the sea, so that's very ideal. There's also a military pool here as well. But also just the other things you can do when you're out here as well. Mainly the rock itself. Going up the rock is a workout in itself. First time I did it, I thought it'd just be going up like a little hill in the UK that looks bigger than it actually is. It took me hours. I was Darth Vader by the end of it, breathing so heavily. And I've done it twice in the 6 weeks I've been here. Every single time, I'm incredibly exhausted. So I know they were doing different bits of fitness.
So Jacob, you managed to get yourself down to the pool to see the Royal Navy at work. What is it that they were doing?
They were fully locked in. They were just doing lengths upon lengths upon lengths in the outdoor swimming pool, really working hard, really getting ready. It was probably about 26 degrees that day. It was an outdoor pool. The sun was coming down, but that didn't stop them, honestly. And it was just fantastic to watch them at work. And the dedication and the commitment that they had to improving and pushing themselves was really, really admirable. Definitely made me think twice when I'm there with my sausage butty.
So who did you get to speak to when you were there?
So I spoke to Jack, who is one of the swimmers, but also a coach. And I spoke with Alice Whiteman as well, and they were both visiting from the UK.
Oran Aquatics covers four disciplines. We've got competitive swimming, which is masters, water polo, diving and open water swimming. And this week is focused around more the masters swimming and open water side. We're just trying to train before we go into inter-services against Army and the RAF.
What's been your favourite thing about being out here in Gibraltar?
So looking at us right now, nice and tanned, got to say the weather. But further than that, the intensity of the training camp has been really good. It's given us an opportunity to prepare for race and to peak. and a great opportunity for bonding with the team as well.
I'd probably say a lot of the team building exercises, so going up the rock, a few of the beach days as well, that's been nice, but definitely the swimming. You know, it's just been very different to swim in the sun, outside.
It is fun and we need that fun, we need that recovery, and the warm weather helps that, as well as adding that challenging element when we are in the activities.
I'd say it's quite eye-opening. You know, coming back from being a swimmer when I was younger, coming back and knowing that you can have fun still and get back into the sport and start to love it again.
You look around at you, you've got like-minded people, and everyone wants to improve, everyone wants to get better, but we've now got that fun element as well.
Everybody's welcome from all abilities, so even if you just like to swim around or you've been a previous swimmer, anyone can come along.
And how would somebody listening right now get involved?
So Orin Aquatics on Instagram is very active. We try and post as much as possible. It's not just the Gibraltar training camp that we come to. There's lots of different events throughout the year, civilian races, training camps, all things like that. So message in through the Instagram, send an email, come down to a training camp, anything to get involved.
And is there anything in particular that you're going to take away from this experience?
We've had some nice team meal, nice barbecue, just a friend you make along the way.
And did you make friends with any of the monkeys at the top of the rock?
I tried not to, but some wanted to come and say hello.
Yeah, quite terrifying actually.
So what I am learning is that I need to join the Royal Navy Aquatics team because it just sounds like they're always having a great time.
It absolutely does, doesn't it? And I think what's really prominent in that interview is that not everyone that came was necessarily preparing for the inter-services. You know, you don't have to be wanting to do it competitively to come on training camps like this, which is just brilliant.
And Jacob, what I really liked about what Alice was saying there about how she used to sort of swim when she was younger and then she's been able to get back into it, that is what is so great about military sport, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. There was no barrier to entry at all there. She literally says anybody is welcome to go along. And I just think what she said was brilliant. You know, doing a sport when you were younger, enjoying it when you were younger, not having done it for a significant period of time, but then being in the military, being allowed to carry on doing what you love and what you used to do as a child, and it keeps you fit. It's excellent. And then also you get to come on amazing trips and come to Gibraltar for a week. And I'm so glad she enjoyed it as well, even though she was a little bit scared of the monkeys at the top of the rock.
And I'm sure you probably saw firsthand as well, sort of the team building that these trips have, and definitely those sort of transferable skills that they can take with them into military work. It's great, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I could just tell that everyone there was so happy. And sport, there's so many other positive things that come with it as well. It's great for your mental well-being. And also, it's a great chance to meet other people. You know, some of the people on the team on this trip, they wouldn't have crossed paths before. It was really nice to see. And like I said, they all enjoyed it, which is what you want.
Exactly. And the idea of them making friends and also making friends with the monkeys. I've not been to the Rock of Gibraltar, Jacob. What are these monkeys like?
So the monkeys, and there is a debate as to whether they're monkeys or apes. I believe that they are monkeys and they're Barbary macaques. And they're also the only wild monkeys to be found in the whole of Europe. So we are lucky to have them here in Gibraltar. Although they are terrifying. They really, really are. There's some steps at the top of the rock and they're very, very narrow. And I was going down them the other day. I didn't go up them because that was a harder route. So I went up the easier way. But as I was going down, there were monkeys just lied across the whole of the steps and I had to kind of step over them. It was the most terrifying experience of my life.
All this is fantastic training for you for if you ever go to BFBS Brunei, because there are also macaques in Brunei and they equally are quite interesting little characters, that's for sure. They love to sit on cars, so be prepared for that.
Yeah, I've heard. So we have our BFBS transmitter up there and I've heard that they have been known to climb on the car, our BFBS car, when we go up there to look at the transmitter. And they've also been on the transmitter at times too.
So, Jacob, when it comes to the inter-services competition that's taking place, what do we already know about it?
We know there's no monkeys involved, which is good. And we know that the RAF are due to host the Inter-Services Championships this year, and they'll be celebrating 100 years since the founding of the RAF Swimming Association. So it's a big year.
Wow, 100 years. Very big year indeed. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today. It has been absolutely wonderful to have you back. And I'm really looking forward to hearing any more updates that you get across the rock over the next 5 weeks whilst you're still there.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me back. That means a lot.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? This is your warning. We may be halfway through the week, but Father's Day is on Sunday, 21st of June. And why not give the gift of radio? We want to share your messages for Father's Day this year. We want to champion the super dads or your father-like figures on the radio with your wonderful messages. So, if your dad or father-like figure has got a superpower that is very unique to them, might be DIY, they might be really good at cooking. My dad, personally, brilliant at really random trivia facts, so he'd be great on something like The Chase. But we want to share those skills and superpowers and, of course, those words of encouragement. So if you want to shout out your dad for Father's Day, then head over to bfbs.com/Father's Day. It could be an audio message, a written message, even a video message. Get them sent in. bfbs.com/Father's Day. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow. BFBS.